John chapter 1, verses 1 through 5. In the beginning, the Word already existed. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. He existed in the beginning with God. God created everything through Him, and nothing was created except through Him. The Word gave life to everything that was created, and His life brought light to everyone. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness can never extinguish it. When John sets out to write the story of Jesus, he curiously doesn't start at the obvious place most biographies start. Why? Because Jesus' story doesn't start in a manger in Bethlehem. It begins a bit further back. In the beginning. John believed, rightfully so, that we needed a bit of context in order to grasp the earth-shattering, world-altering good news that descended into that lowly manger one silent night. John took the story back to its true origin, the moment of creation, because the story he was about to tell was going to completely rewrite everything. He was telling the story of recreation. The truth of the matter is, when John set out to account for the life of Jesus in his gospel, he didn't set out to merely tell the story of one man's life, because the story of Jesus is the story of every human soul. It is the start of my story and your story too. Eternity is written on every human heart. We are a part of the story that started at the beginning and has no end. We are being recreated. If you're familiar with the story of Narnia, you may remember the lamppost that also goes back to the story of creation. Its light never goes out, requires no fuel, and shines continually, even in the dark of winter. How can this eternal light, this light that has always existed, bring hope to you today? Even if you find yourself in a long season of winter. Let's pray. Jesus, light from the very beginning, Word who spoke creation into being, we pause before you in awe. You are a light that shines in the darkness, a light that gives life, a light no shadow can overcome. Lord, let that light shine again in us today. Rewrite what has been broken. Recreate what has been lost. Speak your let there be over the places in us that feel formless or void. Remind us that your story is our story, that your coming is the beginning of our becoming. Amen.